Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and Stateside John.
Hey!
Here he is! Oh, look at him, old Yankee John. Here he is.
He is.
That's America. He wants to be in America.
Just crossing the sidewalk, eating some zucchini,
yeah,
and admiring the aluminum.
Hey, look at these guys.
On my way down in the elevator.
Did you have a nice time, John?
I had a lovely time, thank you, yeah.
Love America now, look at you.
Yeah.
Your Spurs.
Is it the Stetson?
Your Spurs.
Is it the Stetson that gave it away?
The Stetson felt a bit much when you were walked in.
You got back 3 months ago. It's like, stop wearing denim.
Just double denim the whole time in a Stetson and some cowboy boots.
Asking if you can have cream in your... Stop it. It's milk. What are you talking about?
Stop complaining, portions are so small.
Things are blocks away. It's not a block. What are you talking about? We don't have blocks unless you're Milton Keynes.
Well, yeah, Milton Keynes is very American. Wowee. So you had a good time, John.
Had a lovely time.
You didn't miss much, don't worry.
Well, I did have a very surreal moment of waking up in San Francisco at about 7:30 to the news that Ali Omar had scored at Wild Sang. Come on! And that was about as good as it got.
Yes.
I was at
that game, John.
Yeah.
I was at that game. That was the last high point, actually.
You saw them score. What are you
complaining
about?
Did see them
about?
Score, but it was the other end and the sun was in my eyes. So I don't know if that counts. Does that count?
Yeah.
Can I say I saw them score?
Did you have the nice, you go into the sort of container thing, into the away end?
It's a lot of containers there. What are in all those containers, John?
I don't know. Badges. Right. On the badge shop.
On the way to Wealdstone. It sounds like Granny went shopping. Remember Granny went shopping? Granny went shopping and she bought an apple. I've told you, you had no childhood, John. Were you born 28 or something?
Granny went to what?
Granny went shopping. Granny went shopping and she bought an apple. What else did she buy, John? B, you've got to say B.
Oh.
So, Granny went shopping and she bought Ali Omar. Gary went shopping. Let's play Gary went shopping. Right, Gary went shopping and he bought Ali Omar. You've got to remember.
So then I've got
go Ali Omar and someone beginning with B.
Okay, Gary went shopping and bought Ali Omar and...
Balling. Who was that balling?
Bobson Balling.
Bobson Balling. Was he Gary? He was Gary Hours, wasn't he?
Okay, but I mean, if we just do Gary's on, it'll be here forever.
Gary went shopping and he bought Ali Omar, Bobson Balling and Chris Brandon.
That's exactly who I was going to
say.
There we Gary are. Went shopping and bought Ali Omar, Bobson Balling, Chris Brandon and Dwayne Darby.
Oh, lovely. Oh, double D's. You've gone. Gary went shopping and he bought... Gary went shopping and he bought Ali Omar. Who's that? See, this shows how little memory I've got.
No memory.
House of Games, John. Ali Omar. Genuinely got Bobson Balling.
Yeah.
Chris Brandon.
Yeah.
Dwayne Darby.
Yeah.
And...
Yorkshire.
I was going to say Ethan Ampadu, but he's an Exeter City player. Wow.
Was it Eddie May and Managed?
He managed, yeah. Effie on Williams.
Of course.
Come on, John.
Right. Gary went
shopping.
Should
we stop there? Oh, we're carrying on. Okay, we're carrying on.
I had one for F already.
What a podcast.
Ali Omar, Bobson Bourne, Chris Brandon, Dwayne Darby, Effie on Williams, Fraser Kerr.
Oh, very good. I mean, that's a niche
reference.
Granny went shopping. We're carrying on.
Okay.
Granny went shopping. We bought Ali Omar.
No, Gary went shopping.
Gary went shopping. Bought Ali Omar, Bobson Balling, Chris Brandon. Chris Brandon, did I say that?
Yeah.
Dwayne Darby, Effie on Williams, Fraser Kerr.
I've got one for G.
Greg Goodrich.
Yes!
This is really neat. Unless you know, if you've missed us, I feel like the Talkie fans may have missed us.
Exactly.
What a lovely...
Welcome back.
What a game this is to play in
Can we
car.
Do this again? Gary went shopping and bought Ali Omar, Bobson Balling, Chris Brandon, Dwayne Darby, Effie and Williams, Fraser Kerr, Greg Goodridge and Habib Sissoko.
Oh.
Get that in you. I think that's...
Granny went shopping.
Oh, no.
No, because I keep thinking of players now. Granny went shopping.
Gary
went shopping. Gary. Ian Hathaway.
Yes.
I was going to say Ian Hathaway. But let's stop there. What a great game.
Enough.
If you want to play that game, that's up to you. What a lovely game. This is the National League Football Podcast, though, John.
Joker.
Not a tour.
Kevin Hill.
Lee Sharp. Martin Gritton.
Neil.
People are shouting at the podcast. Norman Medhurst.
There we go. Okay, that's got to do it.
What was his name? Gosh. This is a stupid start.
Owen? No, we can't do it.
You've been on holiday to America.
Yeah.
You've come back and this is all you've brought with you.
I've been on holiday to America. You've been on the House of Games.
Yeah,
and
John.
Won the thing.
Trophy.
And this is what we're doing.
Like Asa Hall of the National League South. You know, I sent you the picture of me with it. I said, let's look, I'm like National League South champion. Can't believe it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Thanks a lot, friend.
Because I've
cheers, friend.
You can't watch it in America.
No,
I couldn't see it. So
sure.
I'm going to have to. Sure.
Sure. What was it called over there? Condo of games.
Real estate.
Real estate of games.
Yeah. But well, I will catch
good
up.
Fun.
But
catch
many
it up, catch up. It's on the iPlayer. If no one's seen it, it's on the iPlayer. Wow. I didn't get to do any Talk United answers. Was the only trouble. Thought I might get to.
No, that's a shame.
I did a very stupid answer about Truro.
Yeah, what was this about?
Embarrassing.
What
John.
Happened there?
No, watch it, okay. John, and you come back to me later.
Everybody
on.
Else is sort of... Yeah. Been having a go at you for that, but I've missed this.
Well, it's your own fault. You're not in. It's like us doing niche stuff about Talkie United.
Okay, I'll come back to you on that.
Ollie.
Oh, no. What's Ollie that? Tomlinson.
Ollie Tomlinson,
there we go,
current player.
Current
John.
Player. P.
Paul Smith in the 80s.
Q.
Ooh.
Quentin.
Elemento.
Q. Q could be where it falls down,
yeah,
to be honest.
It must be a Q. We must have a Q.
Oh, no.
What names do they begin with Q? Quentin. What a good quiz question. What
Tory Johnson.
What Torquay United player begins with Q? There must be.
There haven't been any. Surely.
There must be, John. Alphabetical.
Quaid.
Alphabetical Torquay. Oh, here we go. Great. Yeah, it exists. This
okay,
list exists.
Good. Yeah, I mean, it's slightly cheating. I don't think there's been any.
O, P, here we go. Q, Joe Quigley. Does it count? It's the only one, though.
It's count, isn't it?
Joe Quigley. There we are.
There we go.
Yeah, and I can't carry on now because I've looked it up.
So yeah.
There
are, so it's all over.
Yeah.
Like
that, is it?
Anyway, feel free to play amongst yourselves.
Wow, what a start.
What a start.
The national, because we're trying to avoid talking about the National League, basically. John?
Yeah, we were, but I think we are going to have to basically do it, aren't
we'll talk
we?
About it. Let's talk about what's coming up in the podcast.
Let's work
come on.
Out what's coming up in the podcast. Come on, here we go. God, I'm a bit rusty. Here
bit
we
rusty.
Are.
Look at him. He's been in America. Look. What's
I'm still
up,
a
John?
Bit jet-lagged, to be honest.
Ah, what a show-off.
So, yeah. Just catching up on the old
jet lag.
8 hours.
Been to America. Spend some dollars. What's coming up? We're going to talk about.
I suppose we're going to have to talk about the National League.
Mm-hmm. You have to, John.
I didn't really follow it on Saturday, to be honest.
I didn't watch Saturday.
I was tired. I just got back.
I don't know all the scores from Saturday, but we'll look them up and see what happens.
Try and see what happens.
There'll be some chat. I'm assuming there's some letters, John. Are there any letters?
There's letters. I'm not the only one who's been to the USA.
Oh.
Our old mates, Ray and Dave, have also gone big stateside.
Good news. They've opened up a business, haven't they?
Yeah.
In the old stateside, the US of A.
Over there on the
United States of A.
On the crosswalk by the intersection of the highway.
Lovely. And then that's it, is it?
Any guests? That's probably it, isn't it?
It's depressing, really. It feels back to when we started this podcast.
It's all come round sort of full circle again, isn't it,
180,
really?
190 episodes?
Ooh, yeah, I think this is 190.
Episodes ago. And we had a sort of 10 episodes of it being deeply depressing, and then Gary Hours left.
No, I think it was more than that. It was like a full season.
Was it?
Yeah.
Goodness me. We got relegated. How did we keep going?
I don't know. We did. We got through about 30 odd episodes.
So high on like getting it going.
Yeah. But do you want to go back to Saturday?
Yes, come on then. Well, yeah. When did we last do an episode, John? Long time ago.
A couple of weeks ago,
yeah. And it was one outside. It wasn't very good because it was outside Maidstone, wasn't it?
There was one after that. The Queen had just died.
Oh, right.
So.
Owie. Jeez.
It's been a bleak couple of weeks for the old Nadal's pod, isn't it? But we're back now.
Here we are. Hi.
Altrincham 1, Aldershot 0.
Yes, good that for Jean, that. Jean. That's good for Jean, isn't it?
Huge result.
Haven't heard from Jean in a while.
Not heard from Jean
Hope
for
she's
a while.
All right. Jean, give us a letter if you want to.
If you need to.
You need to.
She obviously doesn't need to.
Not heard from her. Yes, maybe she's been trapped.
Send us a letter if you need help.
In prison? Flash your torch to twice or something. is that a thing you do when you're in distress?
Flash your torch twice. Why would you have a torch in prison?
Oh, is she in prison, is she?
I don't know.
You've been in prison, haven't you, John?
I have been in prison.
Went to
Alcatraz.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was good. That was really good.
Yeah, spooky?
Spooky, very spooky.
What was the spookiest thing about it?
It smelled of bird shit, actually.
Wow.
That was quite
spooky. Like
Brixham.
It smells of fish.
No, it smelled of guano.
Did it?
Yeah, a lot of bird shit. It's got a lot of nesting gulls. So it felt quite
at home. Oh, quite nice then.
But yeah, a lot of bird shit on the exterior. But the interior was, fascinating.
And was there a tour? Hey.
There was one of those ones where he had an audio tour and it was like an old prisoner who'd recorded it, about 30 years ago, talking around, but then lots of like wacky, like sort of sound effects, like people going, "Hey, I'll cut you open.
Yeah, I'll cut you. Thing, yeah. I'm gonna shank you, your dick."
But it was very good.
Yeah,
I'd recommend that if you're in the Bay Area.
Oh, what was the thing you said you had to eat? A loaf of bread with a bit of fish in it or something?
Yeah, you can sourdough. San Francisco sourdough is very popular because it's made in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And you have it like a bowl of soup. It forms the bowl and you have like a clam chowder or something inside.
They could do that in Brixham, couldn't they?
Could do.
You could open that, John. Could be a new business for you, that.
Yeah.
Get down there. Clam chowder. What would you call it? Clam chaney?
Niche.
Clam Chaney. He was called Sam Chaney.
Okay. But, you know, who knows that? Even Talkie fans gone.
Who was it?
I don't remember him at all. Bromley 3, Oldham 0. Yeah,
always happening. Absolutely nailed him. Oldham Athletic were never, ever winning that game. New manager.
While we've been off, John Sheridan got the tin tack.
Shares.
He's gone. Was that the first National League casualty?
Was he sacked or did he leave, John? Because he's a club legend.
Weird, wasn't it? Because they said he's going to have one more game and this is your chance to say farewell to Shez.
Yeah.
So maybe
and they won
was,
that game.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
It was mutual agreement.
Maybe it was a mutual.
By mutual agreement.
Who's the manager now? Because I've been out of the loop. I've been in America.
It's like a club, not a club legend, but it's like a name you'll recognise.
Okay.
He's like an ex-player of our era.
Oh, David Unsworth.
David Unsworth. There we go. There we are. There he is.
Lost the first game. You've been National League, David.
You've been National League early.
About that.
Because 3-0. You do not want your first game to be the way at Bromley.
On a plastic pitch. And he's
serves
come down
right.
from the Everton under-21s or whatever
Oldham
it is.
Oldham having their plastic pitch in the 80s. It serves them right for that.
Game of the weekend. Absolutely, undoubtedly. Dagenham and Redbridge 5, Barnet 4. Unbelievable game, really.
I know, amazing.
So, as far as I can tell, Barnet were 2-0 up.
Yeah. Dagenham's very scores
early,
have been...
Very early doors, and then Dagenham pulled it back to 2-2, and it's 3-2, 3-all, 4... Oh, it's mad. But 5-4 Dagenham in the end.
Dagenham's last few scores have been all like that, though.
Yeah.
They're all over the place, aren't they? Hold on, let's find them.
While you're doing that, one of the goal scorers for Barnet actually scored twice. Was our old mate, Nicky Gabamba.
Now, there's a good routine that you should look it up about the words to La Bamba.
Okay.
How I don't think it is actually... look up the actual lyrics to La Bamba, John, because it's not La 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 Bamba.
Should we play it and see what we think
it is?
Which
we all think it is.
What we think it is.
Are you a La 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 Bamba guy? Yeah, it's not that, John.
You're 3-10, this is...
You need to look it up. I'm going to look up the lyrics for you.
Okay. Let's hear this again.
La Bamba lyrics. Here we go. The lyrics to La Bamba are ba 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 bamba. No, it's not. Are they? Where are the lyrics? Here we go. Richie Valens.
I was going to say, you fell your bonus point. Who's it by?
It's para bala La Bamba.
No, it's not,
John. Your whole life.
It's La 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 Bamba.
It's not.
Oh, maybe.
It's Parabala La Bamba.
Oh,
I mean, we've all been singing La 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 Bamba. That's the bit in the song we're confident with.
Everybody knows that bit.
And it's Parabala La Bamba.
Well, I never.
What about it? Yoruba, Yoruba. Por si te ere, por ti sere. Yo no soy marinero. Wonder what that means. You're no fish. Something like that.
Yeah.
Parabala La Bamba, not La 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 Bamba. There we are. We learn something always
we do,
on this podcast,
absolutely.
And we always learn. No stone unturned. No turn unstoned. Here we go. I'm telling you the last few Dagenham and Redbridge scores.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. I forgot about that.
Okay, here we go. Monday 29th of August, they won 4-1.
Right.
September, their scores have been... They lost 5-0.
Oh.
And then they lost 4-1 to Wrexham. Then they beat Altrincham 4-1. And then they beat Barnet 5-4.
What a mad team.
So what is their... What is their...
What are they, what's going on down there?
What the hell is going on at Dagenham and Redbridge?
What's all that about?
Their goal difference is -3. Despite having let in... Stupid.
What a mad team.
Mad team.
Absolutely
to support.
Mad.
But they're 12th, John, and having a laugh, and they're on the up.
Just having a good time.
Not bloody bottom, are they? They're having a great time.
That is for sure.
Is they're bloody scoring some goals, yeah.
Eastleigh won Halifax, Neil. So Halifax are just having a miserable old season.
Yeah.
Welcome to the club.
I keep thinking, yeah, they're doing dreadful, and then I remember that we are.
We're the only ones doing worse, pretty much. Charlie Carter scored the goal for Eastleigh. You can imagine in the January transfer window, someone from the Football League will go and get Carter.
Oh, that's lovely, John.
It's not bad.
It's very good. Wasn't it? America there. An American restful joke.
Little trip that ticked.
A what? Easy for you to say.
Trick that I was going to say.
Little
trick
picked up there. He's picked up in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More where that came from. Maidenhead,
okay.
Maidenhead nil, Gateshead
sounded
1.
Sounded like you were doing Smashy and Nicey then. More where that came from, mate.
More where that came from, mate.
It was actually more where that came from, Maidenhead.
Maidenhead nil, Gateshead 1, which you pointed out was the perfect illustration of the Maidenhead...
Maidenhead equation.
So
of course.
The
Maidenhead
back
in the podcast.
I know.
Yes.
And
you found out the actual lyrics to La Bamba.
Just pop my teeth back in, mate.
Parabala La Bamba. Parabala La Bamba. Yes.
Maidenhead Gates.
The Maidenhead equation, of course, is... We can't remember what it is.
I know. In an unbelievable act of admin, I've written it down. LP, league position, plus MS, money spent, plus E, expectation, equals R, result.
Yeah, there we are. So Maidenhead 18th, Gateshead are 17th. So they were around the same area. So Gateshead were below... were actually below Maidenhead at the time. So league position, Plus what?
Money spent.
Money spent. Well, it's about the same, isn't it?
On Gateshead have got the Macaulay Langstaff money.
Yeah, got that money, yeah. And then plus...
expectation.
Expectation. Maidenhead would expect to beat Gateshead.
Yeah.
And they've travelled a long way, Gateshead. Plus distance, isn't it? Distance? Didn't we add
distance?
We didn't
say distance.
We added distance.
Do.
We should add distance. Plus D equals result. And when you put that through the computer, Gateshead win that game.
Did you have a bet on that?
I did. They were in my acca.
Oh, and good.
Effing, flipping, Woking let me down by beating Solihull Moors. Very.
But yeah, Maidenhead, Gateshead.
So Dorking, Dagenham and Redbridge. No, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the Maiden. Who are Maidenhead playing this Saturday? Just to do the Maidenhead equation.
Here well, we while you're doing that, I'll tell you that Gateshead had Robbie Tinkler playing for them and Ethan Pye. So they've got Tinkler and Pye. So if they could sign someone called Taylor.
Yeah.
Tinkler, Taylor, Soldier, Pye.
Pie. We need someone.
Is anyone called Soldier?
Soldier.
We find a Taylor easily.
Yeah, no. Soldier or...
Holder.
Like, you know, Holder. That's what we need.
Okay.
Keep your eyes out, John. They might sign someone.
Keep looking at the skies.
The Maidenhead equation will really be put to a test this Saturday. Do you know why, John?
No.
They're away at Chesterfield.
Ooh.
So.
Let's
what is
it? Again. League position.
Yep. Chesterfield top,
Chesterfield
Maidenhead.
Top, Maidenhead, yeah.
Wherever they
plus
are.
Plus money spent.
Yeah.
Don't even need to discuss.
Lovely.
Plus expectation.
Yeah.
Plus distance.
Yeah.
Everything is pointing.
Everything is pointing at a Maidenhead,
Maidenhead win.
Such a good test of the Maidenhead equation this weekend. Last time we had a good test of the Maidenhead equation was when they had Wrexham coming up and then the Queen died.
That's not in the equation.
So we
plus that, QD.
I don't know what you'd call it. I don't know what you'd call that in an equation because I'm not scientific, but there must be something for that.
Lintott.
Lintott, we need you. I don't think he listens
anymore. He's looking at the skies at the moment. I've seen he's in Gran Canaria or
somewhere.
Why did
they blow that thing up?
I know, he's watching it all
but
happen,
why did they blow that thing up?
Just to prove they could. What if one comes towards the Earth? Need to know they can do it.
That poor one, though, John. Being the one that gets blown up.
It's
doing nothing. It's not harmed anybody.
It's not
anybody.
A sentient being, though, is
it's
it?
It's not harmed any. You don't know that, John?
I don't know that.
You don't know that, do you?
But I think Chris will pretty much back up that nobody was harmed.
You don't know that. There might be someone living in that rock. Or on it. You don't know. There might be a tiny little thing that lives on it.
Might be John Pemberton has just like opened up his new football academy on that meteorite.
He's been busy this week.
Blown out of the sky.
He's been busy this week advising Kwasi Kwarteng. Big advice for Kwasi and the pound. Wow, what a test of the Maidenhead equation this weekend.
Huge.
I'm very excited about that.
Oh, we mentioned Chesterfield there. Maidstone back to Saturday. Maidstone 1, Chesterfield 2. Looked as though Maidstone had rescued a point very, very late on, but then Chesterfield found a winner in the 94th minute.
The one defeat so far that absolutely pisses me off is the Maidstone 1.
Quite a few of them have pissed me off, but that was so
rubbish.
Yeah, that was unbelievable, but entirely predictable.
Yeah, carry on.
We are hurdling inexorably towards Torquay, but let's see if we can delay it. Scunthorpe 3, Dorking 2.
Oh, yeah. That was a good game.
Obviously, again, a fellow team who've been in real trouble, but they managed to find something, find a winner. They were 2-0 down at half-time as well.
Mm-hmm.
Dorking 2-0 up, and Scunthorpe turned it round in the second half.
Yeah, well, there we are. Still only on 8 points, same as us. These are one of the points I will make in a minute.
This is true. Wildstone 0, Southend 1. So Southend getting the job done there. Gus Scott-Morris got sent off for Southend. It's almost Jill Scott-Heron. It's the same syllables.
Yeah, Gus Scott. Yeah,
the revolution will be televised on the BT Sport National League highlights show.
The Vanarama will be televised.
The New York Stadium is killing me. Woking 2, Solihull Moors 0, which far be it from me to give Woking credit. That is a good result.
I'm going to say, John, as well, pre-season, you really said Woking were going to do well.
I think I did.
I'm holding you responsible.
I've got the predictions here. I'm so organised.
Oh, very good, John.
I said they're going to come fourth.
Well, seventh at the moment, doing very well. What were the top three on our lists?
I said Notts County third.
Mm-hmm.
You said second.
Mm-hmm.
You said Southend third.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said Wrexham win it.
Yeah, they will win it.
And I said Wrexham win it as well.
Wrexham walk away with it. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Especially when Maidenhead beat Chesterfield Saturday.
Yeovil 1, Borehamwood 1. Nothing much to say about that, really. Snore off.
Yes.
York 1, Notts County 3. An amazing free kick scored by Notts County. Really good goal for the guy on loan from West Brom. And we better say the words Wrexham 6,
Yeah, Wrexham 6, talking now.
Bleep that out.
I knew that was happening. I bet on 7-1.
I had a very similar bet. I just got let down by Paul Mullen being the first goal scorer. That's what I had.
Let's talk about it then, John. Bottom of the league.
I think we have different views on what should happen.
Yeah, but bottom of the league. I'm just saying where we are, right? Bottom of the league, but that's not as bad as it sounds, I don't think, because we're on 8 points. If we win Saturday, which I know is a big if, but if we win Saturday, it takes us up to 11 points. Oldham are currently in 15th on 11 points, right? Woking are on 7th on 16 points. It's not all the points in the world.
It's not. We're not relegated yet.
But we're never nowhere near relegated.
Of course
we're not
in
a relegation trap.
Well, you see, that I think we could easily be.
Absolutely not.
If you look at the 10 games this season,
we're not very good.
We've been battered in every single game.
And I've seen more games live this season than I have for a long time, and we've been poor.
Yeah.
We have
been. We've been really poor.
We've been poor. There's been no shape, no energy, no sort of Gary Johnson personality to the team.
There's been nothing to give you any sort of...
hope.
Hope, that's the word, really.
No.
Nothing to hang on to.
No.
We can't score. We can't stop conceding. The midfield are dreadful.
Well, the midfield is non-existent.
Yeah.
Is for me, the problem. And, well, look.
I really, really hope that we turn it around. I hope we stuff Scunthorpe on Saturday.
Everyone who went Saturday...
I just can't see it.
Everyone who went Saturday just gone said it was... I know it sounds weird, but said it was a much better performance.
So I keep reading. It sounded like we did all right.
And they said Aaron Jarvis looks good.
We brought
in this guy from Wigan who looks like he's got a little bit about him. I love Gary Johnson and Aaron Downes. And for me, it is, do we want... we've had so many bad managers.
Yeah.
So many bad managers that it's such a gamble changing managers.
I agree, it's a risk. Managers work at some clubs and don't others. You could bring in somebody on paper who looked brilliant and it still not work.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, it's a risk. But you don't want to leave... I just don't think you want to leave it too late before you...
I don't think there is too late. Because
before you make a change.
You're literally, one win off... not being in the bottom four. It's not like we're miles behind on 2 points or something. Having a manager with a proven track record, we're not far off where we were last season and we didn't finish too badly. People have to understand, we're not going to go for promotion for a bit, for a while.
No, and that's fine.
Where are the owners, John? All those things. Where are the owners? Who's involved? Who's putting the money up? What money is it? There's all those things to ask as well. And so while... the club is at sea, I just think it's good to have a hand on the tiller that knows what it's doing.
I do agree on that front.
That's what I think.
And I'm not fully screaming Gary out
at
the moment, but...
I will never... scream that.
But the next two games, I think we have to get 6 points. I don't think you can...
I don't see why. I just think that's crazy because... You've got to stay in. This is a new team. I know it's 10 games, judge me after 10 games and all that. But this is a new team. There are shoots. There are green shoots. I'm not saying it's ideal because it is not ideal. We don't have like a Sinclair Armstrong or a Stephen Weehan and we have no loans like that yet. I just think if you give anyone time, you give Gary time. You look at Halifax, right? Halifax lost their manager. They bought in the number two. Everyone said, this guy's better than Pete Wild. I'm wild. And they're absolutely doing terrible.
Yeah.
But then it can work like Notts County. Notts County bought in a new guy and it's worked. And
it just feels like it's gone a bit stale to me.
But that feels financial to me. It doesn't.
There is also that.
If you back him, it'll work. If he's not trying to push something up a hill, then yes, it's going to be difficult. I'm not an apologist. I am not an apologist, I just try and see it from a we've been here before angle. And we're in. If we are, I think without a an experienced manager, yes, we would be in trouble and we are all at sea.
But that is what the owners have got to decide, isn't it? Is whether it's early enough in the season where you give Gary time, or you say it's early enough in the season where we've got time to rescue it and make a change.
I don't even know if the owners listen to the fans or care less or whatever. I don't know. There we are. That's what I've run out of things to say.
I've run out of things to say other than come on, Saturday,
come
please.
Come on, lads.
Please.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession. And John, when you were in, where were you?
New York.
New York, was it? How nice.
In the second half
and
of
you
my
saw
trip,
a business.
Yeah. Well, quite a few, actually. Mm. One of the more popular chains to pop in for a slice of pizza.
A slice. Just a slice.
Just a slice.
Not a whole pizza.
No, you're just going for a slice. I'll have a slice.
Constantly.
Dollar slice.
Where is he from? Oakhampton.
I have a slice.
Dollar slice, please. Just a slice, please.
Donner slice.
Donner slice. Hello, I'm Donner slice.
Ray's pizza.
Ray's pizza. Let's go to New York City. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, here in the old pizza stop, what can I get you, sir?
The Big Apple, of course.
Big Apple. Well,
we don't actually sell apples.
Oops. Just here on the corner of 5th Avenue, 53rd.
53rd and 1? Is that the sort of thing they
sort
say?
Sort of thing, yeah, that's about that's right.
53rd and 1st.
I'll have a bagel, please, Dave.
Oh, nothing wrong with a bagel. Bagel, of course. Another name for nil. Like Torquay United at the moment, of course.
Oh, in a New York state of mind, Dave.
Oh, yes.
Some folks like to get away. Take a holiday from the neighbourhood.
Of course. The neighbourhood, play more.
Take
a
trip to Miami Beach.
Start
taking a greyhound down the Hudson River line.
Start spreading the news.
I'm in a New York state of mind.
I'm leaving today. Not actually leaving, of course. Gonna be a part of it. No, New York.
I can make it here. I'll make it anywhere.
Are we actually selling the pizza in this pizza shop? I don't know what the what we are. Just if we're doing New York.
Yeah, no, we're selling the pizza. What can I get you, buddy?
Buddy, of course.
Can I get you, buddy?
Americanism, of course.
Come to the Grosvenor down on 5th and 24th. Just pop out onto the sidewalk there, over the crosswalk. And about 7 blocks down.
We are a barking dog. Of course. I don't know what's going on with that.
The Twin Towers, of course.
Twin Towers there, no longer with us.
No
Twin Towers.
With us.
Inside job, of course.
Goes out of play. Can't put that bit in.
You can. Nothing wrong with that. Anyway, I'm just off to...
Just off to the ball game, actually, Dave.
Ball game? A chili's on my pizza. I'm just off to write up my report for the New York Times. Nothing wrong with that. Catch the ball in the crowd. You get to keep it.
Might get me and you up on Kiss Cam there later on, Dave. On the Jumbotron.
Nothing wrong with that. Kiss Cam, me and Mrs. Ray, of course.
Take me out to the ball game, Dave.
This is the National Obsession.
Yes.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession. Have we got the music, John?
We have.
Okay, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from America?
America,
America, John. Where you no letters from America. What a shame.
New York, no more.
Sky, no more.
Oh, of course. Should have done that.
You could have sent a letter from America.
Should have done. What, to myself?
Yeah, it'd have been good. Hey, it's Yankee John here. Hey, John, it's John. One of those sort of therapy things people say. Write a letter yourself. What would you say to 12-year-old you? I'd say, stop supporting Talk United.
Yeah.
It doesn't get much better get than the night they beat Spurs. That's about the height.
I should have got. I was the hotel I was staying in New York.
Oh yeah,
was
you in New York, John?
I was in New York.
Oh yeah,
was hosting the Bill Clinton Foundation's big conference.
Ooh.
I should have got Bill. I should have given him a Foff number. Oh, I've got him on the podcast.
Good. Clinton Foff.
Yeah,
President Foff.
Impeached Foff.
Yeah. Wow, that would have been great. Imagine. Do you think he knows who we are?
He's a big fan.
Big Ray and Day fan. Imagine if you came up. Imagine if you met Bill Clinton, right?
Nothing
just in the foyer, and he went,
"Nothing wrong with that." And the ball goes out of play.
Just a spot on Bill Clinton.
Not bad. I didn't have sexual relations with this woman.
Sexual relations with that woman.
Nothing wrong with it. Wasn't a bad Clinton, actually. Now do it again.
I won't be able to do it again.
Do it again.
You know that was it. That's all I've got. That's all I've got. Any letters, John?
John Greenwood.
Hello, John.
Two.
On the ice to you, John.
John Greenwood, two.
On the ice, John.
Says, fellas, on the ice. On just the listen ice. To the shambles of episode 189.
Oh, what was that?
I mean, that was last week. Oh, that was our...
That's a shambles. Weren't allowed to...
No, no one was allowed to have any fun.
Very serious episode.
I was interested in the Maidenhead equation, which may have been well thought through, but there was one missing factor.
Okay, the Queen dying.
Now, when I was...
QD.
Now, when I was young, my dear Nan...
ERD.
When I was young, my dear Nan would refer to anyone who was a bit loose and unpredictable as being ruled by the moon.
Oh.
So surely loose and unpredictable apply to Maidenhead perfectly. So the position of the moon on game day has to be added to the equation.
RBTM.
Yeah.
Ruled by the moon. Where will the moon be? The moon is in a weird place at the moment, and it always gets a bit weird.
It's out while the sun's out. At the moment.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
So like,
wait your turn, mate.
Wait!
Oh! Leave it, pal. You're on in a minute.
I'm enjoying the
sun. You're going to have 12 hours, mate.
Yeah. Have a rest.
Leave it out.
Can you look at the moon position at the moment?
Oh, where is it at the moment?
Oh, moon, of course.
Moon, of course. Man on the moon.
Made of cheese.
Cheese, of course.
Dark side of the moon, Dave. It's where you belong.
Here we are. Who saw the whole of the moon?
Wonderful night for a moon dance, of course.
Speaking of seeing the whole of the moon, I did once see Dave Goldwell in the showers. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
this podcast has become a Ray and Dave
it
podcast.
It has been. A lot of Ray and Dave this season so
moon,
far.
What am I Googling? Moon position?
Can you Google that?
Moon position today.
No, we want Saturday.
I don't even know what I'm looking up. Okay, today's moon is 3.43% visible.
Oh, well, that's no good.
And is crescent. 5 days left to the next phase, first quarter. Waxing crescent, illumination 33%. But that's not too mad, though, John.
Okay.
When people go mad is when it's a full moon.
Right, okay, so 100%.
Look, so this month, the full moon is October the 9th.
Okay.
Right? And that day,
When are they playing us?
October the 9th. They'll go absolutely.
We got them on the 4th, so that's pretty close.
Pretty close to a mental
move.
But
then they've got Oldham. They've got Oldham
on the
8th.
I mean, that's going to be a great test, isn't it? It's a great test. Thank you, John. That's great.
Thank you, John. And finally, Simon Cook, a new correspondent, gets in touch.
On the ice, Simon. Is this the one who hates you?
No. No, no, no. But another Wrexham fan. We've been big in North Wales
good.
Recently.
Good.
Says,
good
afternoon, as I write, gents.
Okay.
He says, fairly new to the podcast, having seen the recommendation from the legend that is Humphrey Kerr.
Ah,
yes, thank
lovely,
you, Humphrey.
Yes.
He's made us very big in North Wales. He says, I started to try and listen to some old episodes, but my poor brain couldn't cope with match predictions for games that aren't actually happening.
No, that's poor, yeah.
That's fair.
Poor,
you don't need to go back
poor.
And look at that.
Who cares, yeah.
I'm a big fan and especially love the visit to the head teacher's office of Wrexham.
Yeah, that was
Hope
good,
they have
it?
To visit frequently this season after being bullied themselves for many years. Keep up the good work, Simon Cook.
Yeah, they
bullied
us. A bit
lovely show, that, wasn't it?
Thanks, Simon. On the ice to you. Captain.
Simon, Captain Cook. Captain Cook.
The captain's turned up.
Go.
He's got himself a nickname.
Immediate nickname.
Lovely, isn't it? The
Him
captain.
And Tunbridge.
Tunbridge
Wells.
Yeah, lovely, yeah. The Wrexham in the... wonder if they'll go to the headmaster's office again in the next few weeks. Maybe they will, because that proved
very
popular.
I'm not really interested.
Not really interested. In, no. What is pissing annoying? People are suddenly into...
Oh, have you seen that thing about Wrexham? Yes!
Yes, I've seen
yes,
the...
I've seen it.
Oh, wait, like Wrexham. F off!
Sorry, Nan.
Yeah. I mean, there have been some brilliant times to be Talk United fan.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can lean on them for fun. Sometimes they really make it difficult to like them. And
Saturday
is
new
it.
Day.
We go for it, John. Thank you, Cookie, Captain Cook,
Captain
for your letter on the
everybody.
Ice to you.
Thank you.
And send us a letter. How do people send us a letter, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Yeah, or find us on Twitter. That'd be nice.
NatObsPod.
Leave us a... people have been leaving us nice reviews on iTunes. That's a nice thing to do. Enjoy your National League football wherever you may be.
Wherever you may find it.
Unless you are from Scunthorpe. And we will see you next week
on
the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.